WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least 13 people have died in Texas as floods slammed the state's hill country, and several young campers' whereabouts are unknown. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says of the Guadalupe River,
that river rose 26 feet in 45 minutes.
Overnight, 12 inches of rain fell within an hour, turning Kerr County into a catastrophic flood zone. First responders launched dozens of rescues along the swollen Guadalupe River, flooding several children's summer camps. Dan Patrick is the acting Texas governor.
Out of the over 700, we have a number of about 23 not accounted for.
That's CBS's Jason Allen reporting. There are thousands of children throughout the camps, and the lieutenant governor says once roads are passable, buses will go pick up the children for reunification. It's especially hot in places that don't normally see heat. CBS's Jim Crisula.
For only the second time, both within the last 3 weeks, the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for most of interior Alaska for the 4th of July. An extreme heat warning and heat advisories are in effect for much of the northland of Minnesota, where many homes don't even have air conditioning.
President Trump has signed his multi-trillion dollar tax and spending bill into law at a July 4th ceremony at the White House.
We made promises, and it's really promises made, promises kept, and we've kept them. This is a triumph of democracy on the birthday of democracy.
The legislation includes a child tax credit increase, tougher restrictions on Medicaid, and allows many tipped workers to deduct per year up to $25,000 of their tips and overtime from their taxes. After holding talks with other Palestinian factions, Hamas says it is ready to start talks immediately on a proposal for a ceasefire with Israel in Gaza. Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem says of a deal supported by President Trump,
the five-stage deal would include the release of 10 Israeli hostages of the 20 still believed to be alive, as well as some of the bodies of the dead. Israel would withdraw from much of Gaza and humanitarian aid would enter. Israeli press reports say President Trump may give a personal guarantee that Israel will not restart the war after the ceasefire ends.
The front tires of a JetBlue plane went into the grass as it prepared to depart from the airport in Orlando, Florida this morning. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The airline said the plane veered off the taxiway as it was taxiing for departure to Worcester, Massachusetts, and the nose gear went into the grass. An investigation is underway to determine the cause of the incident. There were no injuries among passengers or crew. The passengers safely deplaned and were taken by bus back to the terminal.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers faced the Marlins tonight at Lone Depot Park. Last night, the Brewers lost by just a run, 3-2 to the Mets. Jose Quintana taking the loss against his former team by giving up a single to Juan Soto that gave the Mets the lead. How disappointing was this loss? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I'm always disappointed when we lose, and especially when it comes down to inches here or there, or comes down to pitches, or comes down to, you know, a close call or whatever. I mean, it seems like, yeah, sometimes you got to just win by more than that.
What do you think of Quintana overall?
I thought he was great. He was great. It's the best outing I've seen him have probably since I was on the other side of the field.
Basketball. At least three NBA teams showing interest in Damian Lillard after being released by the Bucks and becoming a free agent. CBS Sports says the Celtics, Lakers, and Golden State Warriors all interested in Lillard when he recovers from that torn Achilles tendon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a stray storm around, and a low in the low 70s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, high in the low 90s. Then some storms developing for Saturday night into Sunday. Still warm and muggy, highs mid-80s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinair will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, hit me, cut it, dude.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and they're ill.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at home.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, Kunjahad. Adagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Hinu, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, that's right, Jaji. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
This portion, awesome. Okay, good. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Trading Posts. Shop now at cause-cart.shop and search Native Roots to find your resist gear. Pinigigi for all your support.
Yes, definitely. Hey, it's an all Ho-Chunk show today, and we have our friend, CEO of Emerge Wisconsin, Arvina Martin, on. And it's always great to have you on, Arvina, and you can talk me off the cliff. There's a lot of things going on I want to discuss, and we also have an update from Governor Evers, so we'll break it when I, you know, get a little sad. But, I mean, just what's going on with this big bill and the big bad bill, and then also reminded me, too, of what happened in Ho-Chunk with our president, John Greendeer, when bad stuff started happening with ICE, and he acted immediately. So maybe we can touch base about that, too, a little later on a positive note and what we can do. But always welcome Arvina Martin.
Thanks for having me. Actually, I heard you say, hey, Hinu, and I thought you were talking to me because I'm Hinu, too.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if you saw me kind of look up, but I was like, oh. Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
on.
For our listeners, Hinu is firstborn daughter.
And that's the word of the day today too, Jaleesa.
Yeah.
In Ho-Chunk, yes.
Hey, I just gotta say this too before we jump in. It was a beautiful showing our sovereignty as Ho-Chunk people today, Arvina. I was there at the swearing in. For new legislators and a Supreme Court judge, Trisha Zunker, who's just our friend here in Wisconsin and been doing so many great things. And she's a Supreme Court for Ho-Chunk Nation. So it was a great celebration. I got home, and I'm so glad that you could come on because Jaleesa Arvina is one of our guest hosts, and she can kind of run the whole show now. I'm kind of sleeping here. But yeah, it was great to show sovereignty, Arvina.
Yeah, I had commitments that I couldn't change, and I was really sad because I love going up to our swearing-in ceremonies. You're absolutely right. It's a beautiful reminder and expression of our tribal sovereignty. And I always think that inaugurations and swearing ins and things like that, they're such a great, display of like hope because we're starting something new. We've got new legislators, we've got new elected officials who have been chosen by members of the Ho-Chunk Nation to represent us and to make good decisions for us, and that's always such, to me, a hopeful thing. And it's always something to be celebrated, and also celebrating the folks that have served and that were leaving office, like it takes a lot to put yourself out there and to serve in an elected role. People think of it as just being all the fun stuff, but it's a lot. If you're doing it right, it's a lot of hard work, a lot of thinking, and a lot of decisions that weigh on you because the gravity of what making a certain decision may be. And sometimes the answer is not an easy one, and sometimes people disagree with you for taking a position that they don't think is in the best interest of the people, while you do. And there's a lot of having to defend yourself and hopefully communicating that you've done what you've done, or you've decided to vote in a certain way based on you what you think is going to do the best, the best for the most amount of people.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Arvina. Politics isn't for everyone, and I'm going to miss it, but, there's always another election coming around, so you never know. Never say never, but it was really great to see, for me, the people that, behind the scenes, I was sitting with all the aides and the people that work in the office, and those guys are still there, and they're going to help tremendously the transition to the next legislators, as they did for me. And I'll always be forever grateful for someone like Michelle Stacy, who's an aide for Ho-Chunk for many years, and who really could help me and really had the patience. And, it's a huge government, and there's so many different things. It took me a good couple of years to figure out what the heck was going on. And I still don't know if I know what's going on. Oh,
yeah. I mean, the learning curve is always difficult to manage, and unless you've done it before. And even in some of those cases, somebody who served on a body before COVID, This is a completely different landscape, and there's still so much to learn. Things change so much, and folks that are supportive, the legislative staff, whether it is for specific legislators or people that work, the attorneys for the legislature, the finance specialists. Yes. These are people that hold our institutional memory, and you're really lucky. Shelly is awesome. She's one of my relatives, and having somebody like that to help guide you through is absolutely imperative to being able to jump right in to the process and be able to begin making well thought out and well founded decisions.
Absolutely. And her sister Martha, I feel like I got those both back after Shelly left, and I begged her to come back in the new budget season. And then we got Martha back, Marty, and she's a Ho-Chunk lawyer. And so that's something that...
She's also an Emerge Arizona alum.
Wow. Okay. That's huge. And I'll just say, too, it's a huge deal that, 50 years ago or 30 years ago or 20 years ago, we didn't have that many Ho-Chunk lawyers or Native lawyers. So it's just a big, big positive thing. And it's a big thing that we're grateful that this is still happening. And she's a great example of sovereignty and resistance, really.
Absolutely. And it's incredible to see the impact that having our own tribal members in these professional roles has made, not only just because, we can then, as the Ho-Chunk Nation can provide employment opportunities for mm-hmm. our tribal members to come back after getting an education and being able to use that formal education in order to help lift up our community and you know, really be able to look at things with the kind of perspective that a Ho-Chunk person has right. and that you don't get unless you grew up, you know, as a Ho-Chunk person, you know, or you've come back as a Ho-Chunk person, you know, your experience is so valuable, no matter if you grew up in Black River Falls or grew up somewhere way far away from the community, those experiences are so important to the health of our nation because we have so many tribal members that experience so many different things and live in so many different areas and we are, you know, it just makes the nation functions so much more efficiently, but also functions in a way that is true to who we are as Ho-Chunk people.
Wow, Arvina, great words. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with Arvina Martin, Emerge, CEO of Emerge Wisconsin, and our co-host, Jaleesa McKee. This is going to be a great show. We're going to have the governor on in a little bit, and we're going to talk about Emerge, but I also would love to talk about what's going on. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Your heart beats for generations.
Your heart is so many things. It beats all the time, and it works very hard to keep you moving through your day, keeping your thoughts clear. It's the most important organ in your body.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. Taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats. That's hennepin.us/beats.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950. What does it mean to begin? Creation Story explores Native origin stories through powerful contemporary art, connecting past and present with every brushstroke in sculpture. Explore how identity, culture, and resilience are shaped through art. Creation Story, now at All My Relations Arts through July 26th. This exhibition invites you to the heart of the Ochate Shekowin storytelling, where spiritual relatives guide the way. Open to all. Learn more at allmyrelationsarts.org. Experience the beginning. Experience Creation Story at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis.
I'll never forget. I was driving my Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota, and I was hit at 35 miles an hour, rear-ended square flush. If not for the structural integrity of my Sienna, I wouldn't be here right now. There's a lot I can say about Rudy Luther Toyota, about their fantastic service department and their great selection, but being able to say your car saved my life is the best endorsement I can make. Toyotas from Rudy Luther Toyota are my highest recommendation. Get one today and tell them me, Matt McNeil, told you to stop on in. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, yes, they do. Hey, we're with McKee, the co-host, and you know, my Hinu, and I guess my other Hinu here, Arvina Martin, CEO of Emerge Wisconsin. And let's talk a little bit about Emerge a little bit here. Let's switch it up a little bit because it's interesting. All these people that I know or have heard of have gone through the Emerge program. And now you mentioned another one with Marty.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember actually through Facebook when I found out that she was still living in Arizona, that she was doing the Emerge program. And so I immediately asked, you know, about you know, if I could contribute to her tuition or anything. This was several years after I participated. So I already knew, you know, the kind of training that she would be going through, that she would be learning so many things and basically everything that you need, all the tools that you need to put in your toolbox to run a successful campaign for elected office. You know, it's really cool to find out, you know, when talking with other folks, and it happens to me when I speak with the EDs of other emerged states, and they, you know, we'll talk about something in our group chat about, you know, an amazing decision that somebody did, and one of the EDs will pop up and be like, she's one of my alums, and yeah. It's just, you know, there's just so many, and it makes me happy that that there are more Native women that are going into this program and other programs like it. You know, our voices are valid and our experiences are important ones to be shared and to be considered when policymakers are considering new laws, ordinances, et cetera, to carry out. And there are things that we know that through our own experiences, that if you don't grow up Native, if you are not a Native person who has reconnected, that you might not know. And these are so important when it comes to making policy, because when we have everybody that looks the same and has the same experiences, we are really just legislating to those people, right. Because they're blind spots. And yeah. So we need the experiences of Native people, to share, with these legislative bodies, with these executive positions like mayors and governors, that we can, I guess I just lost my train of thought, but you know, it's imperative in order to make good policy decisions for a massive group of people.
Yeah. The more, the better is what you're saying. And the more exactly. input. And I think too, that kind of, I want you to give your website and Facebook too, and how people can contact you. And then I want to swing into the dark side and talk about this big, bad bill, because you just kind of hit it on the head where this bill is just so one-sided, and we need to talk about it and remind people what it's about, and also remind people that a lot of the Republicans didn't even read the bill. So, you know, those are things. But let's give a merge information out here quick before we jump in.
Yes, exactly. If no matter where you are in the United States, if you are a Native person and you think, you know, I have something to give, and I think I would do well at this. You can go to wi.emergeamerica.org to look at our Wisconsin website. You can email me at arvina@emergewi.org, and I will hook you up with, you know, if you're not in Wisconsin, I will try to help you find a good training program elsewhere. Hopefully it will be with another one of our Emerge affiliates, because I can tell you that education is top notch. Send me an email. I'd love to talk to you. And never, don't think of yourself as unqualified ever, because because you don't have a law degree or because you didn't finish college. You know, your experiences are equally valid. And there are many, many, many other Americans who have not gone to law school. I've not gone to law school, you know, that have not finished college, you know, and that's okay. You know, right. Get in the game.
Yeah, definitely. And I just got to tell my Hinu here is we're indoctrinating you very slowly, too. Your acting career, well, you know, President Reagan was an actor first. I just want to, before he became a governor and president, I just want to let you. Yeah, and Arnold, too. That's right. That's right.
That's true.
So my My daughter here is listening. Good. That's good. Oh, wow. Hey, I just have to like really talk a little bit about what we have to do about this bill. We talked a little bit about it's $3 billion now for ICE, and it's in this bill is going to be $45 billion until 2029. And what is that going to look like in our communities? And I know here in Minnesota, which, you know, in the Twin Cities is very blue, but all around us is very red. And there are sheriffs in different counties that are red counties in Minnesota that are saying, we're going to help ICE. And it's just, I don't know. We have to really fight back here. And I know we're going to have a blue tsunami, but we have to talk about these issues that are going to end up trickling down to everyone because it's just helping the billionaires, Arvina.
Absolutely. And that message is even more stark now. I mean, after hearing about things that Trump and AG Bondi have said about the Democratic winner of the New York City mayoral primary, Mamdani, who is the son of Indian Ugandan immigrants, I believe. And now, of course, I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure he is a naturalized citizen, but I may be mistaken. But he is a citizen. And, you know, they are talking about deporting, you know, well, maybe we will have to deport him. That should make the hair on your arm stand up. The idea of targeting American citizens, and don't think that it will stop at just you know, immigrants,
right?
Native born people who have been in this country for generations. I mean, even Native people, we know that they are trying to get rid of birthright citizenship. We are lucky that it is enshrined, you know, through an act of Congress from 1924. So it can't be undone by executive order. But it is you know, a scary thought. I'm not going to lie. I was supposed to be in Austria right now, participating in the Roller Derby World Cup. And I did not go because I was afraid that because I'm politically active and because I do the work that I do, and because I'm a former elected and have said things, you know, online, on your radio show that are critical of the president, that they would, you know, they might try something, and that there was in fact a non-zero chance of me being detained trying to get back into the country. That's terrifying.
Well, ICE is grabbing people with no identification and jailing them. They did this already, where the person was an American citizen and just happened to look Mexican or whatever. And then they released her after 24 hours and then, you know, are going to take her to court for beating up an ICE agent. And it's just ridiculous. You don't know, you know, we talk about MMIR here a lot, and we don't know who these people are. And we don't know who's attacked. Yeah.
I'm sorry, if somebody's going to come grab me and they're wearing a mask, I'm walking, maybe I'm walking my dog, maybe I'm just out getting lunch or something, and people with guns and masks try to take me.
Right.
I mean, obviously I don't know what I would do unless I'm in that situation, but I feel like, you know, trying to protect myself, I think I would do that.
She didn't fight back. She got whipped in there really quick. So that was that's the irony of it, that they charged her where they're the ones with the crime. And
And we already see, you know, a lot of Black and brown folks, Black folks in particular, who are completely complying with law enforcement and are still killed.
Exactly. And then we talked about that too, and I know we got to take a quick break here, Arvina and Jaleesa, but we talked about how prim and proper the guy that shot our state senator here and her husband, he didn't have a hair in his...
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Texas Hill Country, 130 miles west of Austin, is hit with
months worth of rain, much of it falling at night. It's just a recipe for a disaster. And unfortunately, we are in for more rain as we head through the next 24 hours.
That's CBS News Bay Area Chief Meteorologist Paul Hagen. At least 13 people have died and more than 20 children are missing from a summer camp. President Trump signs into law the Big Beautiful Bill Act, telling those at the White House military picnic,
"This is the most single, most popular bill ever signed. And it includes the largest tax cut in American history, the largest spending cut, $1.7 trillion.
The Hamas terrorist group says it has issued a positive response to a U.S.-mediated ceasefire proposal in its war with Israel and is ready for further talks. Reporter Linda Gradstein.
President Trump said earlier this week that Israel had agreed on the terms for a 60-day ceasefire and urged Hamas to accept the deal as well.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers face the Marlins tonight at Lone Depot Park. Last night, the Brewers lost by just a run, 3-2 to the Mets. Jose Quintana taking the loss against his former team by giving up a single to Juan Soto that gave the Mets the lead. How disappointing was this loss? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I'm always disappointed when we lose, and especially when it comes down to inches here or there, or comes down to pitches, or comes down to, you know, a close call or whatever. I mean, it seems like, yeah, sometimes you got to just win by more than that.
What do you think of Quintana overall?
I thought he was great. He was great. It's the best outing I've seen him have probably since I was on the other side of the field.
Basketball. At least three NBA teams showing interest in Damian Lillard after being released by the Bucks and becoming a free agent. CBS Sports says the Celtics, Lakers, and Golden State Warriors all interested in Lillard when he recovers from that torn Achilles tendon. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a stray storm around, and a low in the low 70s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, high in the low 90s. Then some storms developing for Saturday night into Sunday. Still warm and muggy, highs mid-80s. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lierley, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinair will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Oh-ho, this is Dallas Radio. Hoka, hecha, wecha.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, this portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Hey, they do great work, and we really appreciate their support. Hey, Arvina, do you mind if we take a little break here and maybe listen to the governor?
Yeah.
Because his address is always pretty positive, and I need to take a cleansing positive before we get back into this big bad bill. So let's take a listen. All right, cool. Let's take a listen to from the great state of Wisconsin, other than football, Governor Evers.
Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update. Guess what? After 3 months of negotiations with Republican leaders, we finally have a bipartisan budget deal. And here's the good news. This is a pro-kid budget that's a win for Wisconsin kids, families, and our future. So here are five things you need to know about our bipartisan budget deal. Number one, our budget will invest over $330 million for our child care industry. A third of this investment will go directly to child care providers to help lower costs for working families. Number two, we secured historic increases for our kids and our K-12 schools. Our bipartisan budget deal will provide $1.4 billion in spendable revenue for schools, with the largest increase in special education aid in our state's history. With this $500 million investment, we'll be able to bring special education reimbursement to the highest rate in 30 years. Number three, threats to cut our UW system by nearly $90 million were a non-starter for me, so I'm proud our bipartisan budget bill will make the largest investment in our UW system in nearly two decades. And we're investing over $800 in campus building projects at UW-Madison, UW-La Crosse, UW-Oshkosh, and more. I also know household budgets are stretched too thin. So number four, our budget will lower outages by eliminating its sales tax on household utility bills. And number five, we're doing what's best for our kids by investing in the communities that raise them. We're also supporting healthcare access, including in our rural areas. We're continuing our work to fix the darn roads, and we're bolstering local communities and infrastructure. Folks, with investments in our kids, families, and communities, this bipartisan budget deal is a win for Wisconsin. Now, let's go get this budget done. Thanks for listening. Back to you, Robert, and Native Roots Radio.
Well, there's our breath of fresh air, Arvina. I really appreciate what he has to say weekly for us here on Native Roots Radio and all across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Dakotas, and Iowa, and wherever people listen to us.
I mean, between Governor Evers and Governor Walz, you know, teachers make really great governors.
Yeah.
You know, I very much appreciate his dedication to the youth of Wisconsin. From all the, you know, from what he mentioned, the childcare provisions, as well as additional funding to the University of Wisconsin. It's really important work, and given the big bogus bill that is currently being voted on in the House.
Right.
You know, the states stand to lose so much in healthcare and in education, and to see our governor and other Democrats work together with the other side of the aisle to make sure that there are you know, provisions for that, and that more money is going, anticipating that we are going to be losing so much from the federal government. You know, it's kind of like, you know, just a Band-Aid, unfortunately, but it's something that's absolutely needed, and mm-hmm. and it's a start.
Yeah, absolutely, Arvina. Mm-hmm. And again, the positivity and just moving forward. And thank goodness, too, because there's been bad bills in Wisconsin that we have our Governor Evers that's able to veto it. And I appreciate that. And especially the last 4 years as my other job, I've really paid attention to what's happening in Wisconsin. And, mm-hmm. geez, I just have to say thank goodness to Governor Evers. And
we Democrats in Wisconsin are going to be working really, really hard to get him a trifecta so that Democrats will be in the majority in both the state assembly and in the state Senate. Both are within reach. We just need to put in all the work for that blue tsunami to come. I mean, it doesn't just come. There's a lot of work that goes in beforehand, and we're not even in an election year right now, but the work is happening, and people are trying to get folks engaged now so that they feel a part of what's happening, that they understand what the effects of all of this legislation, both at the state and federal level, are having on their lives, and that they'll see the choice that that Democrats are putting out there and elect a lot more. There's still half the Senate districts that were not up for election last cycle, and these are under the new maps. So there are several Senate districts that are held by Republicans who had been safe previously, but now that their districts have been redrawn, they have a fight. And they can't be as extreme as they were because now they have to represent more or more people that don't agree with them. And, it moderates some people. But I also think that the voters are going to see who's been fighting for working families and who's been fighting for kids and for our elders. And it hasn't been the Republican Party.
Well, and that's what I think, and I'm not an expert like you are, Arvina, but I think that's where the Democrats really have to chime in and talk about this. This big bad bill is affecting people's health care right away. Don't think that you, voting Republican, your insurance rates aren't going to go up because of this. You know, don't think these things, you know, the talk about how Obama is a communist, or even back to Clinton's a communist. Look who really is the communist here. Look who's bringing China kind of and Russia kind of ICE people to shut us up. And that's communist more than anything, Arvina.
Well, and you have to, people that think, well, I have private health insurance, I'll be fine with my health care, they don't realize that hospitals are going to lose Medicaid reimbursements. And while certain, maybe hospitals in Madison and Milwaukee won't be affected too badly, they will be affected. But this is going, the rural hospitals are going to bear the brunt of this. And many will close. And the ones that don't close will have services that will be cut. I mean, you hear of, especially in red states, there are so many hospitals that have to shut down their entire obstetrics department.
Yeah.
Because they don't have enough and that's even because providers don't want to live there and practice there because, their jobs are on the line constantly for trying to make decisions that are right for their patients so they don't die or are not suffering needlessly, but are obstructed by legislation that has no basis in science. And that can happen to us in Wisconsin. That can happen to you in Minnesota, even though we have Democratic governors, even though we have good sources of funding for medical issues otherwise, this is going to affect us all, and that's also going to mean that prices are going to go up. And so I have health insurance through my job, but it's still we still have a lot to lose.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for that, too, really tuning in on what I was trying to say. That's awesome. We just have to, and I know in 2020, for instance, we really piled on the politicians here on Native Roots Radio, and hopefully with your help, we can people from Wisconsin on during your day, and we can, you know, and really get the word out there, because the message is clear. It's good over evil.
I mean, it's that basic. I don't know if anybody watched Andor or anything, but a lot of the stuff hit me a whole heck of a lot harder watching season two than it did season one. It's really easy to see the parallels into authoritarianism, into, you know, leadership. And we as Americans need to be paying attention, and we need to be making our voices heard. And that can happen in so many different ways. You know, there isn't just one way to make your voice heard. There are protests and rallies to go to. You can contribute to organizations that are doing the work. You can contribute to Emerge Wisconsin or to Planned Parenthood, the Human Rights Campaign, lots of other organizations that are doing amazing work at the local level. You can write to your representatives at whatever level of elected office. I hope people are flooding emails of the Republican legislator or congressman in Wisconsin right now, to telling them to vote against this. I mean, our Republican senator Ron Johnson said he wasn't going to do it. He wasn't going to support it, and then he sure as heck did. Yeah. And you know, that had he not, we wouldn't be in this situation. It would have been 49-51.
Yep, exactly. Hey, Arvina, can you hold on for another segment? We're going to howl with the Saving the Wolves in Wisconsin and Minnesota, but I really appreciate this conversation. It's making me feel better. And, you know, we just have to be clear with our message, and things will happen good. And I believe, I know we only have like 10 seconds left, but I just want to say this before we go. I feel like the resistance is so much bigger than it was Trump's first time around. There's millions and millions and millions of people that are fed up, and he's only been around for a short time again. So I'm feeling hopeful on that, but can you hold on for another segment?
Sure can.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us, everyone.
Ho-wah.
Your heart beats for generations. Take care of it.
There's a lot that we can do to take care of ourselves. And so I think it's important to take the smaller steps and break it down into more manageable. The little steps leads to big changes.
Every story of love, resilience, and hope. Taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Let's protect that story. Learn more at us/heart-beats.
Four Sisters Farmers Market is more than a place to shop for delicious organic food. It's a celebration of indigenous culture, food sovereignty, and community. Now in its 11th season, the market offers healthy, truly appropriate local country. Located on the corridor off Frank Market is a project of NAGDI. Every Thursday now through October, discover more about Four Sisters Farmers Market by .org.
Luther Toyota is the dealer you can trust. Go to RudyLutherToyota.com to browse their inventory of new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Style, performance, and reliability. Luther. With every new and certified pre-owned vehicle, you'll get a Luther Advantage card. Save 10 cents per gallon at the pump and get $6 Works car washes at Holiday Station stores. That's right. You can get a great vehicle and help stretch your budget even further. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AIR.
Anine. I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hey, in this portion of the show, we'd like to bring awareness to the Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunts.
No!
Oh.
No! You say, I say no! The wolves say no!
I think hey. We both clicked that.
Yeah, we were excited. We wanted to get that animated wolf.
We were like,
that's
that visual.
Hey, right on. That's just to remind everyone too that's listening on Civic Media, AM 950, all across Turtle Island, all the shows or stations we're on. We are also on live Facebook and Blue Sky and YouTube. So come check us out, and you want to see what we're talking about when Jaleesa will say, well, it looks like you have a booger hanging from your nose. You can see on YouTube that I don't or do. Oh, wow. But,
and we don't.
Booger free right. here.
I'm going, wait.
No, not you. I meant me. I guess we're back here with Ravina Martin, CEO of Emerge Wisconsin, and Jaleesa McKee, who's the co-host here. And before I get to you, Jaleesa, if you have any questions, I want to just bring this point up to Arvina, is that I really feel like the resistance is happening, and it really is, and we got to stay focused on that. I know we had the Million Woman March right when Trump was voted in the first time, but I feel like groups are doing every month. Every month it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I certainly see that. I find friends of mine that are not involved in politics, you know, friends from high school or friends that I've worked with in my pre-political life, that have reached out to me asking what they can do. And I really do think that people are getting more, engaged, and uh-huh. I think people are getting activated, finding ways to resist, and whether that is in an organized way, whether that is in a more personal way, you know, we all need to find our way through this, and there isn't one way to participate in this resistance. Don't feel obligated to go out with a big sign if you know you have agoraphobia or don't like crowds. You know, maybe a rally isn't the best way for you to resist. There are other ways, and I mentioned some earlier, but we are seeing so many different ways to fight back. Boycotts being another one of them. I know a lot of people that are really committing to just buying less in total, or trying to, you know, buy things from thrift stores. There are so many ways to make an impact, and you know, deciding where your money goes can be a really big way to do that. I know we've talked about Target in the past, but they've seen such dramatic losses based on their decision to get rid of their DEI programs and to get rid of their the stuff that they put in their stores, you know, for Pride or for Black History Month. That's something real, that, and then those shareholders for Target are seeing this. So decisions get made and are changed. Any little bit of resistance that you can do helps.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget our friends, Tesla there, the way that tanked too. And, you know, Jaleesa, you're very articulate, and, What do you want to jump in on, and or maybe ask Arvina about?
I mean, well, I'm just really soaking this in. I have to be honest with our listeners and with you both. This has really taken a toll on me. And so I really appreciate, Arvina, that you've shared the different ways that we can act and help. Because sometimes it's not on the front line. Sometimes it's just being really intentional with what we purchase and where we go and to spread that awareness and, who we support. Right. And, it's really been a good thing for me to check in with myself on a daily basis. Cause I think some days we can really show up and articulate well and, you know, be more of a frontline advocate, versus some days we need to, do other things for that. So I just wanted to make that comment first of all. It's just, you know, we talked about this on the show recently, but it's really impacting the work that I do as a counselor in a CD, so chemical dependency and mental health, and the help that really elevates our clients and empowers them is all a threat to be taken away, and then some of it's already been taken away. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
And self-care. Self-care mm-hmm. is resistance too.
Yes.
We are 6 months into this. It does not feel like 6 months. I mean, we have 3.5 years to go. And if you need to step back and take a break and feed your soul, mm-hmm. we'll step up and know that you'll be there to fill in for us when we need to take our self-care. So, yep. You know, that self-care is radical. Self-care is resistance. We are just coming off of mental health month. Male relatives, you know, so often feel that they can't go out to anybody to talk about what they're feeling or their fears. And that's not good. We need to encourage everybody to do what they can to protect their peace. And whether that means dropping out of it, you know, I know I've mentioned, there are spells of times where I do not watch the news, because it's too much. And yep. I know I have work to do. And so I shut off MSNBC and let my Google alerts do the work I need to do and know that if there's something big that's going to happen, that I will hear about it. Right. And sometimes, yeah, that just means, you know, shutting things off for a while. There's so much you can do, but please, everybody who is scared or burned out. I mean, these are all normal and natural things to be feeling right now. This is a very heavy time, and taking care of yourself it helps take care of the movement.
Absolutely. Yeah,
what excellent words, Jaleesa. And I that's why I enjoyed the show, doing the show too, because even though when Trump won, we took a week off. We were devastated here at Native Roots Radio, but we had to pull up our boots and start speaking our truth again and have great guests like Arvina Martin on, Jaleesa.
Yeah, and I love, too, Arvina, how you said, when you need to take a rest or when you need to take some time, and by you, we mean anybody, our viewers, ourselves, we're speaking to ourselves, we're speaking to each other, others will rise up. And I've seen that so much in the group therapy sessions that I've had. And I think like group therapy is such a great example of what we as a community are, and we as a society, we as Native people, we as advocates, we as allies, all of that.
And don't forget our traditional healing as well.
Yes.
I mean, that is such a huge part of it. And being able to participate in ceremonies and that feeds your soul. It helps Absolutely. Take care of you and it connects you to with what's important. And it's medicine.
It is. Wow. Speaking of medicine, thank you so much, Arvina, for being on. You're good medicine, and I appreciate that. So are you, Jaleesa, and our listeners, you're great medicine, too. We're still here. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and vote. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Thanks, Arvina.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you all. Right on, Jaleesa. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. This is the time of year kids are at camp, and in Texas, over 20 of them are now unaccounted for after torrential rain leads to devastating flooding in Texas Hill Country. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
We will do everything humanly possible 24/7, looking at every tree, turning over every rock, whatever it takes if your child is one of those truly missing it.
At least 13 deaths are blamed on the flooding. President Trump praises GOP leaders signs a sweeping package of tax breaks and spending cuts into law. CBS's Nicole Killian.
He praised them for their efforts in getting this bill passed and called it the greatest victory yet.
Potential developments in Israel's war with Hamas, the BBC's Sue Montgomery.
Hamas says it has submitted a positive response to mediators over a Gaza ceasefire proposal, adding that it is seriously ready to enter immediate negotiations. Hamas has not confirmed whether it will accept the terms.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.